Hello and welcome to Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tiara, aka Mama T. And on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. And I am super excited because today we have a very special guest, Karina Del Pezzo. She has been like a mentor to me and a dear friend. And I'm just like super excited to just chit chat with her a little bit, talk a little bit about her life and what she does, and just share a little magic with you. To take it away, Karina, can you just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and what you do?
Absolutely. I am so delighted to be here. I'm so honored. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mama T. This is great. My name is Karina Del Pezzo. I am a crystal shaman. I am a magical crystal woman. I am an energy healer. I'm an advanced numerologist, Akashic Records practitioner, tarot reader, teacher, Reiki master, all the wonderful things. What brings me the most joy in life is honestly helping people to discover their healing, to discover their joy, to discover their passion through all these applications, right? I think that we go through life just living and we forget to, or just, I should say, just going day by day, right? Not really being present, and we forget about us. We forget about why we're here and our purpose and that joy that just fills our heart, right? And so that's what I'm about. I just love helping people to rediscover or remember that. Yeah. So thank you for
Oh, I love it. Me too. I feel like that's what we're here for, right? Is to help
having
others just understand our purpose. Like really the name Coming Home with Mama T really came from wanting us to come home to ourselves and really understand who we are and what our purpose is, what brings us the most joy. So can you talk a little bit about like kind of how you found your purpose?
Yeah, so it didn't happen overnight. I actually worked for a veterinary clinic for 18 years. Yeah, so I was a terrible student. I'll go back even more. I was a horrible student. I actually quit high school at 16. I dropped out at 16, and I started working at an animal hospital. I fell in love with animals. My dad used to be a vet, actually, and a medium on the weekends, but that's a whole nother story. And I realized there that I wasn't gonna get very far, just being 16 and having the knowledge that I had, which wasn't very much at that time. So I went back, I got my GED, I put myself through some college, and then I kept on working for the vet for 18 years. I became manager, I started running it. It was fabulous. I loved it. Loved the vet. Loved our office. Our staff was amazing. They still are my extended family. But I felt so empty. Like I was like, something is missing. Like now I have, college, now I got married with my high school sweetheart, we had three babies. I'm like, I have it all. Like I really do, but I feel like there's something more to life than just being here and doing that. Like, even though I have what most people want, I feel hollow inside. Yeah, and so I went through so much loneliness and grief, and people just didn't understand, like, what else do you want, Karina? And I kept saying, like, I know the answer is right there, but I just don't know how to access it. And by the way, I hear my ancestors, and by the way, I can feel magic in the earth. And by the way, I'm starting to remember, different lifetimes and crystals, and I can't stop thinking about them. And like, I feel alive when I am doing this thing. And so my boss said, have you heard of Reiki? And I was like, who? And he said, no, Reiki, it's a healing thing. And I was like, okay. And he said, I want for you to go and speak to this person, because he noticed that whenever we had grief, whenever cats were stressed out, I would step in the room, even if I wasn't actually handling them, and they would calm down, or people would just start opening. And you know this as an empath and healer, people just want to talk to you. And if you have that energy, they just kind of feel better just with your presence. Yeah. And so I went to this person. She taught me Reiki. I fell in love with it. And then I started learning more about crystals and other healing modalities. Maybe about a year went by and I said, I can't do this anymore. Like, as much as I love you guys here, like, I feel like I'm living two lives. I can't do this. So I you know, I was driving around Main Street in my hometown and I was crying. I was literally sobbing because I didn't know what to do. And I was like, well, if I open up my own practice, like who's gonna sign up? Like who even believes in this stuff? Like I have kids, right. I'm gonna pay for food, right? Insurance, like, oh my God, like God help me. Like, why did you put these things in my, like my vision if I can't do anything with it? And I was driving and out of nowhere, I heard left. And I was like, what? Left? I was like, who is there? Like, I thought there was someone legit behind my like driver's seat. I turned around so scared. I heard left. I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna turn left. So the light turned green, I turned left. And then I kept hearing more directions. And when I got to where I was supposed to, it was a little store and it said for rent. And I looked at it and I was laughing. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like for rent, what does this mean? And then I heard loud incantations. Oof. I was like, what is that? So I took the phone number down. I went home, I called. I was like, I don't know what, you know, what you're renting. Like, what does it look like? What's the square footage? And the gentleman told me, he's like, well, what are you looking for? And I was like, I don't know. I think I want to open a little crystal store and I'm a healer and I do this and that. And he's like, okay, come on over. I went to his location. We spoke a little bit. It turns out that somebody at their facility was undergoing cancer treatment. And I spoke to her and she was like, you have to be here. Like, I know you were sent for a reason. And so they lowered the rent for me, made it super affordable, and I got the keys in my hand. Within a week, I quit my job, and it all, you know, it all took place after that. But let me tell you, it was crazy. I literally was so scared. I remember I was down on my knees in front of the toilet vomiting from fear, afraid to move forward. So crazy, but so worth it.
So that's, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that is amazing. That is such an amazing story, and I feel like I might have heard it before, but like every time you tell it, I'm like, oh, that's amazing. And the thing that really resonates with me is the fact that you trusted what you heard. Can you talk a little bit about like how you developed, you know, trusting those instincts, trusting, you know, what you're hearing and that you're channeling?
Yeah, well, I've fallen on my ass a million times to have said, dang it, I wish I would have listened. Like, why didn't I listen when I heard that? And when I mean I hear it, it's not as if I hear, I mean, that time when I heard, you know, left and incantations, it was a loud voice. It was loud enough to get my attention to like snap out of it, go. But the more you start to listen to that voice, the voice sounds like you. It sounds like yourself. It sounds like your thought. Sometimes it's a low whisper. For me, I'm very clear audience, which means I can hear. But sometimes it's just a knowing, or sometimes it's just a, like a feeling of happiness. And I know I'm supposed to go into that direction to go see those flowers and herbs that I'm working with, or, you know, go into a particular crystal shop. Yeah. But I was forced to trust. Yeah. Because if I didn't, I kept proving to myself that would have been the best option. And so I was like, all right, let me just start listening to this voice. What's the worst that can happen? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm wrong. Like, I am still going to be at the same place I was at. Like, nothing bad's going to happen. So let me just start leaning into this, surrendering, and just seeing where this went. And the more I did that, the more I proved I'm on the right track. These are whispers, messages from my higher self, from my guides, from spirit, whatever you want to call this essence of love guiding you. That's your GPS. So it's up to you. You know, you can go ahead and just struggle, or you can just surrender, listen, and see where it takes you.
That feels so good. I feel like I'm always on like a next step to like, yeah, figuring out how to surrender more and more and more and more. And I notice it, like, for me, it sounds just like you said, like, it just sounds like I'm a thought, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, whatever. And then like, if I don't pay attention and I did something and I'm like, dang it, you know what? I literally thought about that.
Like, yes, exactly.
Like, it's just like so unconscious that it didn't even happen. What, right? Is going on? Oh my gosh. That is... so inspiring. I love it. You said clairaudient, and I do talk about like, you know, witchy stuff and things, but for people who might not be familiar with that term, can you kind of expand upon it a little bit?
So we have different clairsenses, right? It's how we receive information. And it's not that you are any special than any human here. We all have it. Some of us are just more attuned to it because we work it. Yeah. It's like, I always tell people, it's like going to the gym. Yeah. If you want to have bigger biceps, you're going to focus on your triceps and, you know, biceps and whatnot, you know, you want to abs, you got to eat right. You have to get on the treadmill. You have to do crunches. It's the same thing with our different clairsenses. So clairaudience is when you can hear spirit, when you can hear, receive information through actual hearing it in your ear. So this can sound, so this can be like, I don't know if this has happened to you, where you're sleeping and you hear your name and you're like, what? Like, did you say something? And everyone's looking at you like, no, girl, no one said anything. So you'll hear your name, or you hear words, or just like a sentence of thought. Sometimes it's music. Sometimes it's a certain lyric and, you know, there's no music playing, but you hear a lyric, or someone will come to my, will come here. And I'll start hearing lyrics or words come in, and I'm just like, cupcakes? And they're like, yeah, my grandma loved cupcakes, you know? And I'm like, okay, so I'm getting messages from grandma, or grandma wants me to focus on, you know, them being children, you know, their inner child, or the time where they loved eating cupcakes, you know? So it's just hearing the information. Do you hear the bird?
Yes.
I'm gonna take him out and let him fly. This is just a part of living in Karina's world, or else he won't stop.
I love it. It is amazing. It is so magical. On that note, like, I feel like I think about, like, okay, what are my clairsenses? And I feel like we can have a level of all of them. It's just like you said, what do you practice with? What do you trust, you notice? So, like, some would say, like, I feel like I would say, like, I'm more like between clairaudient, claircognizant. Like, I just feel like I know things, like I just feel things in my body, in my spirit. And then I also, like, randomly will hear, I would describe it as like frequency. Some might say like tinnitus, but I would say like it doesn't hurt or anything. So that's why I'm like, it's probably not like anything like that, but more like just like a little kind of note. And I'm like, what are you trying to say? What do I need to pay attention to in this moment? And that's always, like, to me, like a reminder to just be aware.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely resonate with that. Sometimes when my guides are trying to get my attention, I will hear like a very low buzzing, and I'm like, okay, let me slow down and kind of take a few breaths and be present and just kind of tune into what they want me to see, that I'm not. But you can also, I'll add to that, you can also, if you're not sure, like, what your most strongest clair is, pay attention to how you express yourself. So if you say like, I feel like you, I feel like this, you know, so you're very empathic. If you say like, I heard this, or I saw, or I know, or I taste, you know, if you catch yourself, I always do this, looking to the sides, and I'm trying to get, and I'm telling people, I see you doing this, this, and that. They already know I'm actually seeing with the third eye something coming in. So just pay attention to how you express yourself, and you'll get a clue as to how you receive your information.
I love that. That's beautiful information. Oh my goodness. I feel like, Let's shift a little bit to manifesting, since, you know, I feel like you were such a integral part to me understanding how to manifest. Can you share just any sort of tips for someone that's like maybe brand new to the idea and what to do and how to believe in it and all that good stuff?
Well, I can say that if there's something that is in your line of vision, if there's something you can't stop thinking about that you want, you know, this can be something physical, this can be an experience, it's because it's meant for you. It's meant to be a part of your experience and your journey. So that's number one. So never think that it's too big. It's too big. It's, you can't ever accomplish that. I always tell people, the way you get there, don't stress about that, because you've got this whole army of guides and ancestors and spirit team, you know, whatever you want to call it, that are going to help you to figure out how to get there and throw these, you know, messages and clues your way. Your job is just to really want it and to open up to it and just to say yes to it. Yeah. I think that the only thing that stops us is ourselves. Yeah. Our own limitations. Get crystal clear on your intention. Yeah. Start off with one thing, one thing. I know we want so many things. Very simple. Try one thing. And for example, let's say you want to meet a love, a relationship. Yeah. You're ready for a romance. You're ready for a partner. Okay. So I'm going to say to you, well, rather than looking for towards the future, because we tend to do that a lot, like I'm going to manifest this, and it's like, okay, when? Well, you know what, once I feel like this, once this, and then I'll meet it. And it's like, no, then the universe is gonna wait, and you're gonna be waiting forever. Like, the time is right now. You have to start living whatever you're choosing to manifest. It has to be right here, this second, right now. And then everything else is gonna come to you because you're magnetizing it. So, you know, let's say you're like, oh, I want my future person to take long, you know, walks on the beach with me. You know, I'm like, okay, that's lovely, but are you taking long walks already? Well, no, well, why not? Like, how do you know that the love of your life isn't already like jogging on the beach or like walking their dog? Like, you're never gonna meet them being in your house. You have to get to the beach, you know? Like, you have to start making those changes and creating change within your life, you know, to bring that new experience in. Mm-hmm. So thinking in that way, you know, but also remembering that crystals and herbs and magic, those are not the solution. That's the frequency and the tool to help you to magnetize that. Right. So work with oils, work with crystals that remind you of love, that help you feel sensual and sexy and beautiful and desired and all the stuff, right? That help you raise that frequency, that vibration, so that it matches that person. Because if you're feeling like poopy, you're going to manifest a love that also feels like poopy, and y'all are just going to be one poopy mess. You know, you want something, Jasper. This is part of the craziness in my house. This bird has just taken over.
I love it.
So crystals, you know, work with crystals that align to that. If you have, you know, I can go into a whole list of crystals for money, for love, for all the things, but keeping it simple, clear quartz, super affordable. Anyone can have it, and it's king and queen. It really programs energy for you, holds frequencies and vibrations. He just flew away with my jewelry. He's like, oh yeah, manifest this. And now he's laughing. He's terrible. And so, you know, you want to work with crystals if that's your thing. But remember that we have this whole world to play with. So again, if you're working with love, how about start taking teas that bring that frequency in? So rose tea, you know, yerba santa, things that really open up the heart chakra, that prepare that love, that brings that love, that helps you feel magnificent. If baths are your thing, brew some tea. You don't have to go crazy. Brew some delicious tea, put it in the bath water, put some rose petals, you know, turn on some nice music and spend time calling that love in, you know, really be there. Like, okay, this person is already here. What are we doing? What are we feeling? And already live that, so that this person is probably already looking for you anyway. Now it's just a matter of you guys meeting each other. I think sometimes it sounds like a lot, but it's so simple. It really is really simple. It's just a matter of tweaking the thought, and then everything else kind of comes in. But there's so many ways of manifesting. You know this.
We can work with crystals.
We can work with oils and crystals. We can work with candle magic, oils and crystals. We can work with the whole shebang. Like, it just depends on how far you want to take it. What makes you feel good, you know? Because it's not for everybody. Some people are just like, no, you know, crystals aren't for me. Okay, what about herbs? Yeah, that's better. Or none of the above. Meditation, you know, visualization. Yeah, sure, Laurie, let's do that.
Yeah. I love it. So good. I feel like you were like talking specifically to me when you mentioned the walking on the beach, because I've definitely said it in the past where I'm like, oh, like I want to live on the beach. I want to be with someone that lives up that want to live on the beach with me. And I used to go and like go to like Malibu and like walk on the beach every once in a while. And I got out of that habit and I'm thinking like, oh man, like that's something I need to get back to. Exactly. And I've been thinking about that.
You have to leave that and just leave your essence there. You know, I always tend to do that. Like if, let's say you are walking on the beach, you know, you can grab the sand or touch the sand, kiss your hand, touch the sand and just say, I'm thinking about you. I'm waiting for you. I'm right here. You know, and just leave that. People feel energy. They understand. You walk into a room and you can feel like, oh, this feels kind of creepy, or this feels so good, you know, and it's the energy. It's not so much the aesthetics. It's the energy that was left in there. And so, you know, walk and do your walking meditation as you're doing it, calling your beloved in. But yeah, it makes me laugh when people are like, yeah, I'm going to manifest this and that. And it's like, so what you doing so far? Nothing. I'm just kind of, you know, chilling on the couch. And it's like, a chances that that person's going to knock on your door are very slim. And if you're not walking at the beach, or what if they hate the beach? You know, like you got to pair up with that. So
yeah, I hope that makes sense. Beautiful. And then taking the conversation a little bit to crystals, because I love crystals. I'm pretty sure like 97% of my crystal collection I've gotten from Karina. Yay. And one thing that like really stuck out what you said was like, it's not the crystal that's doing the work. So can you talk a little bit about working with crystals?
Yeah. So crystals will tweak your frequency. Crystals will put things in your line of vision. Yeah. Crystals will elevate your energy. Yeah, they won't do the work for you, but they're kind of like, how do I explain it? They lend you this energy that you already have. Crystals don't do anything that your body can't naturally do. Crystals won't do anything that is not already that's not already meant to happen. They just accelerate the process. They make it faster, whether it is physically healing or whether it's manifesting something. It's already there. We just don't realize it's already in the quantum for us. You know, we just have to get to it. And so, for example, this citrine here, I bought it. I love it so much. I wore it for the first 2 weeks. It kicked my behind. Yeah, citrine is a crystal that is for joy and financial prosperity. It's abundance. It is, it's such a powerful leadership kind of a stone, yeah? Mm-hmm. What I didn't realize is that I was still carrying a lot of wounds as far as self-worth. I didn't realize that. I wasn't seeing it. It wasn't in my line of vision. So as soon as I started working with the crystal, I started to get triggered. And the whole purpose of that was for me to work through those emotional responses so that I could manifest what I was looking for. So long as I still carried those wounds, it was going to be more of a challenge for me to manifest what I truly wanted. And so this is the opportunity, the gift of the crystal. Like, okay, you want that, but you're still holding on to this. So let's kind of shake your world a little bit. You know, here you go. Let's see what you do with that. And then I understood the message and I could not believe, I was so humbled by it. I could not believe that I was still like, I'm not good enough for that. You know, I still don't know enough yet. And, you know, this kind of love is still not for me. And when I started to put those things on paper, my mouth dropped. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm actually carrying that. Like, I cannot believe it. And I went deeper with the crystal, you know, where it started as a child. And I was able to see, okay, that's where that feeling started. Okay, so then let's go back and take care of the inner child. Let's go and let this child know that everything is good. And now let's start to tweak those thoughts. So whenever those thoughts of, maybe that's too big for me, I'm like, no, that's exactly for me. I was born exactly for that, you know? And so it's working with the crystal. It's not as if like, here's a crystal and now your life is complete. You know, a lot of people will tell me, your crystal is bad luck. I'm like, no, it's trigger. It's showing you, this is what you need. This is the medicine. You don't want to do it. Like, it's not just going to be like, oh, here you go, you know? So when working with crystals, keep that in mind. It's not always cupcakes and unicorns. Most of the time it can be, But if there is a blockage, if there is something there that wants to be healed and you're ready to heal it, the crystal will bring things to you, opportunities for you to be able to heal that. But like I said, they do elevate your frequency so that you attract the stuff that you do want, so long as you're actually doing the work. And the work can be meditation, it can be just holding it and tuning into its frequency, it can be doing a crystal body layout, you know, just wearing it, holding it, but really paying attention to what's going on around you. Because you will see shifts and changes in yourself and your journey.
I love
it. Am I, like, did I answer the question?
Yes, you did. I love to think of crystals kind of, and all the different tools, whether like crystals, herbs, candle magic, I've been using like the phrase power tools. Like, yeah, like you can have a screwdriver and you can, like, you know, put the nail in the wall just fine, but it's just a little less physical force with using like a drill. And that's kind of how I like to like align with it.
No, I actually tell people crystals are like hammers. You can use that hammer to make a ton of holes in your wall, trash up your house, you know, never get anywhere, play that victim role, or you can use that hammer to create the most beautiful palace, you know, your dream world. How you use that tool is completely up to you. It's still a tool. Yes. Hammer's a hammer. Crystal's a crystal.
I love it. So anyone interested in learning more about crystals and magic and manifestation, I highly recommend that you join Karina's group, Terra Nova Crystals, on Facebook. It is wonderful and it's a beautiful community. And that's actually something I wanted to talk to you about as well. Like how you have cultivated such an amazing community. I think that's one of the things that we look for in this life, is just like finding our tribe. So can you speak a little bit about like how you kind of cultivated that for yourself?
Yeah, I set some very healthy boundaries about, you know, what's not allowed in the group, because I did want people to come in and feel like they weren't being judged, you know, feel held and loved, and not feel like anyone was a leader or above them or anything. We're just all there learning from each other. I think that like attracts like. Yeah, you'll find your tribe no matter where you are, as long as you can be yourself. As long as you're authentic, the right people are going to come to you no matter. And I tell this to my clients and students all the time, like, we can be promoting the same exact thing, but your clients will be different than mine because you're different, and no one can do it like you. No one can do it like me. And that's what makes this world so amazing. So as long as you remain authentic to who you are, real with that, and keep your heart wide open, and try to be as neutral as possible, and realize that we're all going through something. You know, Facebook is such a different thing where people show you just what they want you to see. You know what I mean? And just keeping that in mind too, but just do you. Don't take things personal. Your tribe will be there. It's been there. Keep your heart wide open. You know, I never close doors for people. You know, you want to chill with me, you want to hang out with me, cool. You want to leave, okay. But whenever you're ready, I'm still going to be here with open arms, you know? So yeah.
So magical. I think like it just clicked. Like I know in terms of business, for example, I would always look for like, what's the right word? Like looking for like a secret sauce, I feel like was like my thing. Like, oh, well, this person's doing this thing, so maybe if I try this, yeah, this will make me successful. And then it wouldn't work out because it wasn't something that was sustainable for me because it wasn't authentically me, right? Like I'm looking for this little like glitchy thing, like, and it wasn't it. But I noticed the more I just like allow myself to just be and show up, that's when the people that are ready for me are showing up. So for those watching, be you, right? Yeah, those come are to yourself.
Exactly. They're soul aligned to you. It's that it is magical and it is that simple. That is the secret sauce. Just be you. It's all aligned. So yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, so can you talk a little bit about what you've got going on in your space in your world right now?
So what do I have going on? I'm slowing down a tad with my crystal sales. I used to try to have like three crystal sales, on my group and sister groups, and I'm getting tired. So I'm doing one live sale once a month in my group. And that can be like a 3-hour show where I bring the most delicious crystals from all over the world that are really responsibly sourced and cleared by me and given all my love. And sometimes I channel information and, we do a beautiful sale. I'm opening up healing sessions, probably not until next year. I'm still kind of clearing out my schedule and catching up to the ones I currently have. But those are going to be really great. I'm really looking forward to these sessions because they are an essence of me. They're everything that I know that I've practiced into these beautiful healing sessions. So they are going to be very shamanic, very much Mesoamerican shamanism. So curanderismo, so using herbs and doing cleans and limpias and really strengthening the soul and soul retrievals and, of course, crystals, always crystals and Reiki. And this is going to be very unique because I'll be showing my clients how to do these things at home. So as I can clear right from a distance, but I want them to have the herb in their hand and for them to clear. This way, they don't need me anymore. They can do this at home whenever something comes up for them, whenever there's a trigger, so that they can do this for their own clients, if they're healers or their children, and just continue these sacred practices that I feel are very much lost. We're very quick to like, oh, I'm depressed and I need all these things, and truth be told, of course, there's a lot of stuff going on and medication's wonderful. We need it. Like, if I need to take something, I'm gonna take it. I'm not gonna sit here in pain and agony. Like, that makes no sense. But I also understand that there's a, component to the spiritual aspect and emotional. Before it hits the physical body, there's something else that started that's now manifested. So my job is to go ahead and take care of the spirit and the emotion, and everything else falls into place. So that's gonna be really beautiful. And of course, there's going to be kits with it, with crystals and teas and tinctures and stuff to take at home. So it's a really beautiful and empowering session. So I'm kind of at this moment, I'm creating all kinds of balms and oils and tinctures and teas so that I can have, to work with my beloved clients. So that's one thing. I'm also, I have a book coming out, Beyond the Shift. It's a co-creation with 13 other authors. And I think the release date is going to be somewhere like November 24th, 26th. And so look out for that book. That's a beautiful book of, it's super inspiring and empowering. The authors are, they're amazing people who have been through so much and have their own story, like all of us do. But they teach you and give you tools to help elevate and take you beyond the shift. So that's also happening. And then lastly, I do workshops. They're short workshops now. I used to hold these long memberships. But now they're like, one day workshop where I'll be teaching stuff like candle magic. And I don't know, I'm still kind of seeing where I'm at. I'm at a moment right now where everything is very playful. Like, I don't want to be tied down to like one thing. I'm just like, I just want to be this floaty butterfly and kind of just chill and enjoy life. So, but I'm always accessible through the website or the Facebook group or any social media handles and stuff. You guys can always find me there.
Beautiful. And I will definitely put that information in the description of this video. And I'm like, I have to say, like, you have to do, if you feel any inkling to do anything with Karina, do it. There's so much potency. Even like watching the crystal live sales, I always like felt like my body was zinging every time. Like,
Thank you.
it's so much energy. It's so good. And then, I've done healing sessions and workshops, and it's always been a transformative experience. So I will say, highly recommend checking it out. So thank you so much, Karina, for sharing your wisdom, your magic, and yourself with us today. Is there anything else that you would like to share before we hop off for the day?
Just super grateful to be here. So proud of you, Tiara. So proud of you for everything that you've accomplished. I see you keep shining, girl. Your strength, your smile, your beautiful voice is just something so beautiful and so unique. So thank you for being you. And to everybody else, just keep shining. You know, the world will get better. It all starts with one person at a time. And always look for the light. There's always love and light. Even in the darkest situations, always look for the light. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you all. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, subscribe if you haven't already and share with three of your friends who could use this message, and have a magical day.
Bye.